I think we got Ray next. Hi, Ray. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, hi, Dr. Ray. My wife has been losing weight, and she's got some stretched skin. She wants to see if it'll shrink up, and I was wondering what to do about that.
Oh, my. Did she have a lot of weight to lose or just a little, sir, when she lost it, that is?
Yeah, she's got a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. The only thing that I pretty obviously haven't been presented with this question very often, but the thing that comes to mind is there's elastic tissue in the skin. That's about the only thing I can think of that would help to unstretch it if we got our elastic tissue touched up.
May I say something?
Oh, please do.
You know, there's a doctor that comes on before you.
Yes, sir.
An hour, a couple hours before you, and I called him, and he was talking about rubbing progesterone on it.
Uh-huh.
Does that sound like anything that might work?
Honestly, I don't know, but I do know it won't hurt. There's progesterone in both men's and women's bodies. It's made in the adrenal glands in both sexes. And for women, of course, during ovulating years, it's made in the ovaries, too. And for men, it's strictly in the adrenals. But the point is, it's natural to the body. And unless you really way overdo it, I doubt it's going to hurt anything. You'd have to go pretty high on the dose. So you could check with your compounding pharmacy on that. What comes to mind, of course, is something I was going to mention there, so I guess I will. And that is that stuff called elastic skin cream that contains microdoses of estrogen and progesterone. And if you recall, if you were tuned in at that time, researchers upon whose work this skin cream was based were very careful to measure the estrogen, it's called the one called estriol, and the progesterone before and after the folks had applied the skin cream for a period of time. And what they found was that the rise in estrogen in the bloodstream didn't even happen. It all stayed in the skin, and the rise in progesterone was minimal and didn't make any difference because both guys and ladies have progesterone. But they also did those skin biopsies, and they found there were more elastic tissues produced naturally by the estrogen and the progesterone, too, although the effect was less. And also, while they're at it with this skin cream, there was more production of collagen, which is the fibrous part in the skin cells. There's the fat part and the fibrous part. So that's a little more expensive than just plain old progesterone cream. But if you got that suggestion before, and now that I'm thinking about it, it surely does make ladies' faces look a lot better. I'm sorry, ladies' faces look pretty good anyway, but particularly when we're older, it can make them look better. I'll put it that way. It can't hurt to look into that because it doesn't raise the hormone levels. It's called elastic skin cream, sir.
Yeah, where do you find that? Does your dispensary have that?
No, sir. It has to be prescribed because I guess we might kill ourselves with estrogen progesterone, so it has to come through a compounding pharmacy. There's some law about that. I don't know. It has to come through a compounding pharmacy. And the one I have in mind, just simply because that's where we prescribe it through, is a Key Pharmacy in Federal Way. And like all the compounding pharmacies, if you call them direct and say, where's the docs in my area who prescribe through your pharmacy, they'll be happy to tell you.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir, and thanks for that clue there. That was a good one. Thank you.